You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, episode 21. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. Thank you for joining me today. This is the last episode of our series on the path to partnership. Our prior episodes in this series have focused on providing tips regarding things that you can do to increase your chances of being promoted. But in our final episode, we'll talk about a few things that you may want to avoid because they could create problems with your candidacy. We all know that for the most part, lawyers are intelligent and competent individuals. Yet there are some who, despite their smarts and their experience, never become partners. Although some may not become partners because they have no interest at all in being promoted, others may not be promoted despite their interest in becoming a partner because they have displayed certain traits, certain conduct, certain practices or habits that have raised concerns. So today we will discuss some of the traits that can be problematic and which could cause a delay in a lawyer's promotion, or which could disqualify that lawyer altogether from becoming a partner at their firm.
At Bridge Between, we believe that generosity is the future of leadership. That's why we coach corporate leaders on how to lead by generous example, creating workplaces where employees feel valued and invested, where wins are celebrated, and where teams feel engaged and connected. The new CEO doesn't have to choose between innovation and company culture. They encompass both. Are you ready to be remarkable? Visit bridgebetween.com and get started today.
This is a Sheep Jam production, part of the Quad Pod Network.
Hi again. As I mentioned in the opening to this episode, today we will talk about things that could become roadblocks in a lawyer's promotion process. Some of them are quite evident. For example, if an attorney produces deficient work product, or if they produce work that is not at the level of their peers, that lawyer will have a hard time making partner. As you know, for the most part, partners work without supervision, and they are responsible for the final work product that goes out to clients or to courts or to other people. The firm needs to trust that the work the lawyer produces will meet firm standards. So before promoting a lawyer, the partners making promotion decisions need to have a certain level of comfort that the work produced by the candidate is of acceptable quality. So if you receive any feedback from partners about your work product, consider what they are telling you and figure out how you can improve. This feedback can come during your formal evaluation, but it can also come as part of regular conversations that you have with a partner during the course of working together. While it is easy to recognize recommendations that are given during a formal evaluation, sometimes feedback provided in other contexts is not as easy to detect. So be on the lookout for any comments you receive regarding your day-to-day projects. Consider the edits and the corrections that partners are making to your drafts. Think about any other comments or reactions related to your work. Do they reflect an area for improvement? Do they reflect a concern about your work? If you think that is the case, then you need to focus on correcting whatever deficiency you have identified. A related issue is not having the skills needed to make partner in a particular practice. Even if a lawyer is generally competent, if they are practicing in an area that requires certain specialized knowledge or skills, and they don't have that knowledge or those skills, then they might have a problem. This is why I emphasize that lawyers need to start working on their promotion plan as early as possible. Because part of the promotion plan is to research and think about the knowledge and the skills that are required in order for you to be a partner at your firm and in your practice group. If you realize with enough time that you are lacking any skills or any knowledge, you can work on developing those skills. You can work on getting that knowledge. If you realize that you're lacking skills the year before you're supposed to be considered for a promotion, it might be too late to develop the required skills in order to be promoted that year. So not looking into this with sufficient time can cause a delay in your promotion. Something else that is an obvious problem for lawyers is being unreliable. And this includes being late to meetings or to calls, or maybe not even showing up at all to a scheduled event. This can also include not meeting internal deadlines. If you are late providing the draft of a document to a partner who has to review it, you will be causing that partner stress since they may not know whether they will have sufficient time to review and to work on the document before it is due. When you finally turn in the draft, they might have to stay up late to review it or may have to cancel or rearrange other things in their schedule in order to work with the draft before the due date. Partners do not appreciate this, and they will remember the inconvenience that you caused them. Being unreliable also includes being unresponsive. If partners, colleagues, or clients are chasing you down because you don't answer emails or because you don't respond within a reasonable amount of time to their questions, you could also be in trouble. A related problem is not having work ethics that are consistent with that of the majority of the lawyers at the firm or in your group. After you have spent a couple of years at your firm and in your group, you will become familiar with your firm's culture. And this includes the habits and the conduct that are customary in your firm or in your group. Lawyers who display habits, patterns, or work ethics that are not consistent with their group's habits or patterns could be at a disadvantage. For example, if everyone in your group gets to the office very early and you show up at noon every day, you may have a problem. So be on the lookout for the trends and the patterns of the people that you work with and try to stay consistent with those patterns. Another trait that is problematic is being abusive or disrespectful towards other lawyers or towards firm staff. I have personally seen how this trait has negatively affected several lawyers I have known throughout my career. So if a candidate has an abusive or problematic personality, the firm might suspect that a promotion might make things worse because the candidate will then have more authority, which could result in even worse conduct. Also, the firm might fear that if the abusive candidate becomes a partner, they may alienate up-and-coming associates or other professionals who are on the receiving end of the abuse. Firms could fear that they will lose associates and other valuable team members who work with this candidate. Finally, the partners could also fear that after the promotion, the new partner could display the same problematic conduct towards them, or that the new partner could damage a cohesive and a positive environment that already exists among the partners. So a candidate who mistreats others could have a hard time getting promoted. Another problematic trait is negativity. Practicing law is stressful, and your colleagues and clients do not want to add to that, having to deal with an attorney that is constantly complaining or is defensive or is uncooperative or negative. If you have a negative attitude and bring drama to the matters and the teams that you work in, you will notice that you will not be staffed as much going forward because no one likes working with negative people. Constantly criticizing or looking for the bad in everything can demoralize a team and can result in reduced productivity. Law firms want partners who can solve problems and move matters forward even when things get complicated, which they often do in law firms. Something else that partners do not view favorably in a candidate is when the firm learns that the candidate has been speaking negatively about the firm, or about the partners of the firm, or about the candidate's colleagues. Again, the partners making partnership decisions will likely conclude that if a candidate talks negatively about their colleagues, they will also do the same about their partners after they are promoted. The partners making promotion decisions will also view the candidate's criticism of the firm or of firm partners as disloyalty, and this is not good for the candidate. So please do not make disparaging comments about your firm, about the partners in your firm, or about any of your colleagues. I always say that you should not say anything behind a partner's back that you wouldn't say to their face. And you should not say anything about the firm that you wouldn't say to the managing partner. People in firms talk to each other a lot, so it is very likely that anything you say will eventually make its way to the people about whom you are talking. So I highly recommend not engaging in any firm gossip at all. And I would go beyond that and say that it is better not to even be in the room when others are gossiping, as you don't want anyone who has a bad memory to say that you made the negative comment that in reality somebody else made. So the best thing is to just not be there. Another problem that some attorneys have is that they are not team players. Collaboration is very important in firms. Most of the work we do involves other people. So someone who doesn't cooperate with others, or who tries to make their team members look bad, or who takes credit for other people's work, could have an issue. Partners notice these things, and will stop trusting an attorney who displays this conduct. Again, the partners evaluating the candidate could fear that if the candidate is promoted, they will do to them the same bad things that they have done in the past to their colleagues. So these are some of the traits that could cause a candidate to have issues with their promotion. As I have mentioned before, the earlier you start making a plan for your promotion, the earlier you can start working on and correcting any issues that you may have identified. I hope this has been helpful. Make sure to check our show notes for a link to a worksheet that you can use to work through what we have discussed here today. In the show notes, you will also find a link to our Path to Partnership course, which will go deeper into all of the topics we discussed in this series, as well as other related topics. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.